Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. Now, Jesse, I don't think we need to tell everyone every episode at the beginning what this show is about, because it will become very boring for people who are listening to this. And if you haven't started with episode one or read the description, then I pity you.
I agree with you, Reese. Instead of us describing what the podcast is about each episode, we should instead talk about how we don't need to talk about what each episode is about.
It's way more engaging.
It's way, way more engaging. Besides, we've got just, you know, 1 week in, massive base. They already know what we're about. You know, it's not like actually, we're going to get any new people in here who are going to start randomly and then be like, you know, so I'm fine with that. What do you got on the plate for me today? What do you teach me? I cannot wait to fall asleep. It's nighttime. It's 9 p.m. where, you know, currently, and my bed is looking very comfy, and I'm sure I'll start yawning within 5 minutes. So bring it on.
Okay, so this episode is called The Drunken Party That Turned Into a Country. And what is the craziest thing you ever did when you were drunk at a party?
At a party?
Yes.
Specifically at a party?
Yes.
My mother listens to this podcast. oh, God. I wish I had had some time to think about this beforehand.
We can skip it if you want. I'm not going to say, because in the future, my children might download this and think less of their father.
I don't know if they can think any less of their father at the moment, but it's definitely a possibility. Nothing comes to mind at the moment.
Okay.
All of my drinking party scenarios are very civilized and well-behaved.
I'm sure they are.
Hi, Mom.
I'm sure they are. You know, the cheese board, everyone, the conversation was stimulating.
Everyone has a cheese board. Everyone has their own individual cheese board.
Mini cheese boards.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so the country I'm talking about is, of course, Canada. And this story starts with the tale of a bunch of provinces in Canada that were not a country that did become a country. Just to be clear,
we're not talking about the short-lived Republic of Manitoba.
No. That was yesterday's news. So,
right.
the British colonies were broken up as the province of Canada, which was Ontario and Quebec, and then you had like New Brunswick and Nova Scotia and all those maritime provinces.
And what was
this? This was like the mid 1800s.
Okay.
And Britain no longer wanted to station troops in Canada. So the population was growing, and all of these different provinces realized they needed to work together to form something bigger if they had a chance of kind of surviving the future that was ahead. But the problem is they didn't get on. They didn't like each other, which is unusual in politics for people not to get on.
Like the different provinces that weren't provinces yet?
Yeah, well, they were. I mean, Canada's a big place. That's one thing I've learned about Canada.
No.
It's way bigger than you think it is. And they didn't really interact very often. There were no good rail links, and they couldn't agree on decent rail links between the provinces. So they didn't know each other. They didn't trust each other. They didn't have a lot to do with each other. They were all doing their own things in different pockets. And in the spring of 1864, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island planned to create the Maritime Union, which would have just joined those three provinces into being a country, essentially. Can you imagine? Imagine that country. That would have been a cool place.
That would have been ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's all lobsters and rum all the time. That'd be just kitchen parties. Like, our national anthem would be like some form of a kitchen party jig. You'd have to dance as well.
Yeah.
Singing the night. Yeah, I could see this.
It'd be quite a kind of like funky little East Coast country. It wouldn't have been the worst.
That's what our name would have been.
Funky East Coast country.
Yeah.
FEC. Like the USA. So they decided.
Feck, for feck, sure.
Feck. I'm going back to feck. So they all planned to have a big conference in Charlottetown. And the idea was they would all get together, they'd sit around, and they would form this country together. But an old friend of ours, John A. MacDonald,
there we go. Okay,
decided,
yes.
surprised them by announcing that the province of Canada, which was Ontario and Quebec,
right,
were wanted to crash the party and wanted to join this new exciting union that everyone was talking about. A FAC. They wanted to be in the FAC.
Okay, so let me just get this straight. 1964.
No, 1864. You're off by about a century.
Right, yes. Sir. 1864, the Maritime Provinces got together in Charlottetown to say, hey, we should be a country. John A. Macdonald, the raging drunk, shows up uninvited saying, hey, Ontario and Quebec want to join too. That's where we're at.
Yeah. No, and he didn't just show up. He kind of announced, you know.
See how quickly I was able to succinctly say all that? Like, it's.
Are you sober? Right, this is great. So, anyway.
I can remedy that.
So, he announced that he was going to be there. And so, what they did, because they were so worried about the fact that nobody knew each other and they were worried that they would not get on, and they were so different, all these. You know, very similar people who were, you know, mainly from Scotland or France. They were all going to get on. So they sent 100 Canadians down to the Maritimes to do like a boozy tour. So they essentially toured the Maritimes, and they had a massive party in Queen Victoria's dad's house in Halifax. They had a river cruise in New Brunswick. And they just got hammered together for a few days, for a few weeks.
Queen Elizabeth's dance house?
Queen Victoria's dance house.
Queen Victoria's dance house, sorry, yeah.
They did a big party. So before the big party, they kind of had a few pre-warm-up parties and pre-warm-up events just to get everyone ready for that big boozy Confederation event. Which kind of worked. And there's a really funny, in a letter that was written by George Brown, who was one of the fathers of Confederation. He was a journalist and a politician. He wrote to his wife after he'd been to a party in PEI.
Okay.
And he met a woman who'd never been off the island in her entire life. Nevertheless, he found Prince Edward Islanders to be amazingly civilized. That was his quote.
Emphasis on amazingly
civilized.
I see a new t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Prince Edward Island, we're amazingly civilized. So.
Unexpectedly civilized. Yeah.
So they, you know, they've been drinking for weeks. Everyone was warmed up. Everyone was ready.
This
this tour took weeks. It was the old days. You had to walk everywhere or ride a horse. No train links. So,
But that didn't mean they had to drink just because there was no trains or horses.
What else are you going to do?
I don't know.
It's very, very few other options in the mid-1800s. Anyway, so they all arrived in Charlottetown to have this big conference. Johnny A was there. You know, all the dudes from all the provinces were there to agree on everything.
That sounds like a band. Johnny A and all the dudes.
Johnny A and the dudes. They were there. And apparently he was...
Oh my God, if we start a band, we have to call it Johnny A and the dudes.
Johnny A and the dudes. Johnny A and the provincial dudes.
Yeah.
So he had this big plan. He was going to convince everyone to form a country. And he didn't have much detail on what this country would look like and how they would actually do it. And apparently he relied on good fellowship and alcohol to convince the Maritimers. That was his plan.
Wow.
So he turned up with what would today be about $200,000 worth of champagne.
Jesus Christ. What? And how did he get that much money? His father was an unsuccessful merchant, let's not forget.
Yeah, but he was like in charge of Ontario and Quebec, and they were good at growing champagne. They, you know, these were like...
Growing, yep, that's the champagne fields. You know, I visited them many times.
Growing the raw materials that later create champagne.
Right.
So this, you know, they turned up, they were going to just get everyone drunk and get them to sign a piece of paper saying, now you're in a country, tough luck.
Yes.
George Brown, Scottish-Canadian journalist and politician, one of the fathers of Confederation. I got a quote here from him, and it goes, whether as the result of our eloquence or of the goodness of our champagne, the ice became completely broken. The tongues of the delegates wagged merrily. So basically, they got hammered. Johnny McDonald then said, "Hey, remember we were going to start a country? You know when you're drunk and like you say to your friends, we should start a band. We'd be really good. Or we should do something together. Yeah, tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow." And then you forget about you're drunk. Well, he was there and he said, "Let's start a country." And they went, "Yeah, sign this." And they all did it. And then they woke up the next day.
And they're like, "Ah, shit."
Yeah. God. So I've sent you a picture, actually. If you look at the picture I emailed you. So what can you see in this picture?
It's a lovely looking distinguished photo of probably about 50 white men in beards, some in top hats, all standing outside of a very large house. It's black and white. They're all in suits and standing or sitting on steps. One guy's raising his top hat to the camera.
John A. McDonald is the guy who, smack bang in the middle, sat down on the steps. And apparently the reason he sat down is because he was so badly hungover he could barely stand for the picture.
He looks it too.
He does. He's not even...
He does.
You know, like, this is like this era, everyone was like dignified and proper and they're all just slouched over.
Yeah,
because they're hungover, they had a great night out, they started a country, and now they're all feeling it the next day. They all just want to have poutine or like a fried breakfast. So
that's amazing.
And then the next day, in the following weeks, there was real concern in the Maritimes that their politicians had been seduced by sparkling champagne and the charm of Canadians, and that there was a lot of kickback from it. But ultimately, that was it. It was too late. The Queen Victoria thought it was a great idea. Everyone thought it was a great idea. And PEI...
Hold on, wait. They told Queen Victoria after they did this? They didn't...
They kind of knew it was going on, but it was okay, then, right, it was then, yeah, passed through. They when they finally agreed on anything, the Queen... announced, and I'm going to try and do a Queen voice for this, Queen Victoria voice. "We do ordain, declare and command that on and after the 1st day of July, 1867, which is a really weird way of saying the year, the provinces of Canada, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick shall form and be one dominion under the name of Canada." And they got the pronunciation later better. They like, "You don't say it like that." And then, so that was it. Canada was born. And Johnny...
With Quebec and Ontario, up to the end of Ontario.
Quebec, Ontario, New Brunswick and Nova Scotia were now Canada. And I don't know why, I couldn't...
So not, hold on, not PEI?
No, even though they had the party there, I think they
that's weird.
And I guarantee, do you know what it is? I think that's where the party was. They had to clean up the mess.
So they could have the party at PEI, but PEI wasn't invited.
They were invited, they just decided not to sign. So Canada, a new country, was born, and just for a historical footnote, all Indigenous communities were either completely ignored or not included in any of the process of the formation of Canada.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. So as was the tradition of the time.
I think we're live and well keeping that tradition going. Yes.
So there you go. That was the drunken party that ended up into a country. Did you enjoy that?
I did enjoy that. And then, so it's been a lot of just Canada's, the formation of Canada really seems, from what I've been learning from you, to really be highly tied to very heavy drinking.
Yes.
Like, like starting the Confederation, drunk Johnny McDonald, starting a country, drunk Johnny McDonald again, getting everyone else drunk. The Republic of Manitoba, drunk and let's get those taxes and drink with it. Like, it's just, it seems, it's I hope there are more stories like this to come.
I can't find any other countries that were formed under the influence of alcohol, which is great, which is something Canada should be really proud of, the fact that, you know,
I just want to get this straight. So everybody showed up in Charlottetown to talk about signing a country. Then John A. McDonald showed up and like, "Hey, here's $400,000 worth of champagne. $200,000 worth of champagne. Let's all go down to the Maritimes even further." They all went on a two-week freaking bender.
No, that was before. That was before.
That was before.
They sent people before to just so they could all get to know each other better. He was softening them up with more alcohol and parties before the main event.
And then they all showed up and at PEI drunk out of their minds and then drinking even further. And PEI is like, we are not being a part of this. Whatever this is, sign your things, drink your booze, and get out. Yeah. And then they made a bridge.
Yeah, and then they made it all. And they made a bridge that costs $50 to. I didn't know that when I went there. I drove there. I was like, this is beautiful. I love this place. And then they charged me $50. They have to pay $50
to leave.
I expected to see some kind of tent city of people who were just short on money, who were just forced to live on the beach in Prince Edward Island. And they were just standing around by the cars at the toll booths, just begging for enough money to leave. Clinging underneath trucks, you know.
Can we make a TV show out of that too, as well as Manitoba Nights?
What are you going to call that?
Tent City. What was Tent City? I like Tent City.
Tent City PEI. It's a dystopian sci-fi about people in the future trapped.
Living in tents underneath the bridge. Yeah,
exactly. And there's like a lottery. Every day they choose one person to go and they're allowed to cross out.
I'll
be tribute. Yeah. But there's like angry bears on the bridge. So it's kind of like you're not guaranteed to make it across.
You can't drive. You're allowed to walk, but you're given a spear.
And there's like a guy in like weird armor made from old tires, and he's got a telescope, and he's keeping an eye on what's happening. And the kind of lord of PEI is sat next to him, and he's the only person who's overweight on the island because he controls the food and the alcohol that's left. And he just keeps going, sire, he's made 200 foot, he's halfway, kind of thing. And they just... That's how I picture it in my head.
I would watch that show.
I would watch that show too.
Just saying.
Yeah, cool. Well, this has been fun.
Thanks a lot, Reese. That was surprisingly entertaining. Again, it might take months for me to actually admit that Canadian politics aren't boring, but I think I'm on my way.
That's the new tagline. Canadian politics is boring. It's surprisingly fun.
If I have to sit through another one of these episodes and be force-fed this crap from Reese, then for your entertainment, then the least thing you could do is to give us a rating on iTunes and a comment, if you will, or the aggregator of your choice. Honestly, it really does help us out a lot. That's how our podcasts grow. And I'll tell you what, we've got a deal that we've worked out. If you rate us and leave a little comment and you decide to run for politics, we will vote for you. Both Reese and I will vote for you. So if there's 25 people who've left comments, we are going to vote for all of you if you all run. I don't know how that's going to work, but we're going to make that happen.
I'm going to vote for them. I've got a pencil right on my desk ready. So
good.
Whenever you want to stand, we'll be there. And all you have to do is rate us 5 stars.
That's it. As simple as that. And you know, leave a comment telling people that our shit is not that boring. Anyway, go do that now. Go do that before you forget.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Thanks. Thanks.